There's a talk radio station out of Ramallah in the West Bank called Baysan 101.9 FM. It's a pretty small station, but it covers topics you don't usually hear on Palestinian radio, what some might call women's issues. For instance, over the past few months, they've been talking to people on the street about how men speak to women in public. Shayna Sheely has a story from Ramallah.
I trailed two male reporters in downtown Ramallah. They approach people and ask what they think about men harassing women on the street. They get a mix of answers. A shop owner says you should think of all women as if they're your sister, and you shouldn't bother your sister in public. One woman says men treat women like they're for sale. Women should cover their bodies, and men shouldn't look at them. This is an issue that station manager Muna Asaf has focused on for months. Street harassment, catcalling.
Their eyes, their hair, their lips.
Asaf is a small woman in her 50s with a maroon-tinged pixie cut. She says women in Ramallah are bombarded by comments like this.
Wow, so nice eyes. Look, she's like fire.
And this.
Your breast better than a chicken breast. In Arabic, sidrik wala sidrijaja.
The next day, Asaf airs the interviews about harassment on a show called Echo of the Street. I sit with Asaf and she translates for me.
Yeah, and he said that we need our boys to be more polite, but also we ask our women to dress more covered.
Asaf throws up her hands at this. She says it's not about modesty and girls not covering up. It's about men and their sense of power.
They do catcalling because they think they can do it. They have the authority to do this.
This is personal for Asaf. She says about 20 years ago, she witnessed an assault of someone really close to her. She doesn't want to give details. When she told people about it, they didn't believe her. She felt totally isolated.
After it's happening, After that, it's changed all my life changed.
Now, Asaf talks about issues that affect women all the time. On her radio station, based on 101.9 FM. Things like
raising children, sexual education, antenatal, prenatal care, to be empowered economically, family planning.
Asaf herself didn't start in radio. Her background is in public health and nursing. But she wanted to have a broader impact, so she pitched an idea for a radio show to the owner of 101.9 FM. Instead of giving her a show, he made her station manager. But even in that role, she has to be strategic. Asaf says Palestinian society is getting more conservative, so she has to be careful how she frames topics that are taboo.
Like if we go through the community and what's going on, they would like not to talk about sexual education because they feel it's a taboo. It's not good to talk about it.
She says to make real change, her messages have to reach everyone, women and men, atheists and religious people. So when she talks about sex, her starting point is the Quran.
If you go back to Quran, you will find that he's talk about sexual relation between men and women. He's talk about all these. This is the way that I will start when I talk about sex.
Another sensitive issue Asaf talks about is divorce. In this show, Asaf asks two divorced women how they get by raising kids on their own. They tell her it takes a lot of self-confidence to face criticism in the community.
To be high self-confidence, to understand that she's need to stand for herself, not to wait for anyone. And when she's have the self-confidence, she can be passed through all challenges she's faced.
This may not seem like it, but it was a provocative show. Asaf says Palestinians here talk about divorce like it's a disease. A husband might not let his wife remain friends with a woman who gets divorced out of fear she'll get ideas of her own.
When you talk about divorce and you talk about women, they get divorced and they succeed. You open other women's eyes. Maybe they start to think to do the same.
She says talking openly about divorce could really help women here. A recent UN report concluded that nearly 1 in 3 married Palestinian women experience some form of domestic violence, but most keep silent about it.
They are silent because they are afraid. If your husband abuses you sexually, no one needs to know. You need to keep everything silent.
But Asaf won't be silent. She wakes up every morning, goes into the studio, and she talks. For the World, Shaina Sheely, Ramallah, the West Bank.